99.1, the Sports Animal, talking about the fight sports and, of course, Bellator MMA back in action this Friday, December 3rd, back at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Connecticut. It's Bellator MMA 272, Pettis versus Horiguchi. Can't wait for this one. It's an 11-card event, main card starting at 10 p.m. Eastern time, prelims beginning at 7 p.m. You can watch it, Bellator MMA's YouTube channel, Showtime Sports YouTube channel, Pluto TV, all of that available for the undercard, and of course on Showtime Sports with analysts. And our guest right here lives in Knoxville, legendary referee in MMA, that is Big John McCarthy. Big John, good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm good, Vince. How you doing, man? Everything good?
Yes, good. You know, with college football, everything's crazy around here. It's high school to leave. And
the Vols look good the last game. Come on, they were killing it.
Absolutely. 7-5 season, going to a bowl game somewhere. So it has been fun. But we're always watching the fight sport, and Bellator continuing to put on those great shows. So I want to ask you about the main event. Man, this one lays out as a phenomenal. One of my favorite fighters in Sergio Pettis, the Phenom, the Bellator Bantamweight World Champion, 4-fight win streak for Pettis. He's taken on another former champ at 135 pounds in Bellator, and also the current Ryzen champion in Kyoichi Horiguchi. Man, this one, he's won 4 out of the last 5 as well. Size this one up, Big John.
Look, this one is, no matter what anyone said, look, Kyoichi Horiguchi has turned into just a dominant fighter at 135. And when you're looking at him and you say, well, he was the champion at Bellator. He was. He won it, and he got injured. And instead of holding on to the title, because he was holding two titles, he had the Ryzen Bantamweight Championship, and he had the Bellator. He said, you know what? I'm not going to hold these up. I'm going to give up my belts while I recover, while I get myself healthy, and then I'm going to come back and get them back. And, you know, that's a bold statement when you say that. Well, he's already taken that and done half of that. He went back to Japan, and he won the Ryzen title back. So he is the Ryzen Bantamweight champion, and now he's coming after what he says is his. And Pettis has been very honest, but he says, look, right now I'm babysitting it. It was his. I won it when I fought Juan Archuleta, who had won it when they put the match together to see who was going to get it. He goes, but until I beat Horiguchi, I can't say that I'm the real champion. And so this is a major fight. This is a fantastic style matchup, because Horiguchi comes from a stand-up background in karate, and he does a lot of crazy stuff in the stand-up, but he's also a guy that on the ground, man, he's got phenomenal wrestling. He's got great submissions. He's dangerous everywhere. But at this point in his career, so is Sergio Pettis. He does not leave any stone unturned. He goes, he gets himself prepared. He's in shape. He has a game plan. And now it's just going out and trying to execute that game plan against a guy that it is not easy to do for anybody.
You know, people give so much attention to the bigger weight classes, but this is kind of the wheelhouse, regardless of promotion, Big John, where you want entertainment for per minute, the entertainment level. This is kind of the range where you're going to get it, especially with this level of fighters, right?
Brother, you're saying exactly. And this is, you got to figure out why. You know, right. I'm saying right now, the bantamweights 135 is the best weight class throughout the sport of MMA. You can look at the UFC, you can look at Bellator, and they are stacked. There are just some killers in the 135-pound division. And a lot of it is because, you know, let's be honest, the guys aren't big enough to play basketball. They're not big enough to play professional football. You know, baseball players are now big as anything. And so when you're a smaller athlete, there's only a couple of avenues for you to go to, and fighting is one of them. And so we get the premier athletes in that weights, you know, the guys that are of that size, they come to the fight world. And so these guys are just unbelievable athletes. They are so good at everything, because when they go in the gym, you know, they can't, you know, when they start out, they can't just overpower someone like a heavy guy can or something like that. You've got to learn technique, and you've got to learn how to do it all, or you can't survive even in the gym. And so they're so good everywhere. They're fast. They're explosive. They got great stand-up. They got incredible wrestling, great grappling games with submissions. They can do it all. And so, in my opinion, the bantamweights right now throughout the sport of MMA is the number one weight division there is.
This is with Big John McCarthy, analyst for Bellator MMA on Showtime. Bellator MMA 272 on pay-per-view and on Showtime coming up this Friday night in Connecticut. So how much of a factor do you think the quality of that division and what you were talking about is the fact that maybe guys aren't having to cut as much weight in those weight classes? Is there a different level of the lower weight classes not having to do it as much, maybe not showing you their best effort because the weight cut ends up being more of a factor, like maybe sometimes you see in the higher weight classes? Is that any sort of factor, do you think?
Well, you can take a look at both of these guys. Both Pettis and Horiguchi used to fight at flyweight. Right. And they said, I'm not killing myself to do that anymore, because it actually affected their performance.
Right.
They weren't able to go out and, you know, there's so many things that you put into being prepared for a fight, and there's all the pressures of it, especially when you're in this position and it's a main event fight, a championship fight on top of that. There's so much pressure. There's so many things that are coming at the fighter that people have no idea about. But just not having to cut so much weight, not having to put your body through those things that, you know, diminish it. It's the one thing that's crazy, Vince. If you look at the sport of MMA, every major sport, you know, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, you can look at those. All of them now have professional chefs. They're all about nutrition and getting their guys exactly what nutritionally is best for them before they compete and everything. And we're one of, you know, a couple sports where we tell our guys, you know, diminish yourself, deplete yourself, don't eat, don't drink, you know, dehydrate. It's crazy what we are having our athletes do. And at least Pettis and Horiguchi are two that you're looking at saying, look at what happens when you start to fight closer to what is your natural weight and you're not having to cut this massive amount of weight. Because when you're 125, 10 pounds of weight is the difference. You know, that's a huge amount on your body. And the smaller you are as a person, the harder it is to get that weight off, as far as, you know, they don't have any fat on them anyways. Mm-hmm. So they've made the right decisions, and that's part of the reasons why they're both so successful.
Hopefully that will continue with more guys making those decisions on the right weight classes. Big John McCarthy joining us here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Let's get to the co-main event. Featherweight bout, fourth-ranked contender Manuel Sanchez, 20-6. Ninth-ranked contender Jeremy Kennedy at 16-3 and a no contest. What do you think about this matchup?
You know, this is the battle of who can maintain that pace. Emmanuel Sanchez brings an incredible amount of pressure and pace in his fights. But in his last couple of fights, he's been looking to be the guy that is doing the dramatic, getting that, you know, that highlight reel knockout and stuff. When he doesn't have to do that, he needs to go back to just being the guy who puts what I call volume on you. He just starts touching you and hitting you in areas that you're just not expecting, and the volume just starts to mount. It's like taking someone and putting them into deep water, and eventually the water's going over their head, and eventually they can't breathe, and you're going to drown. Well, Jeremy Kennedy is a guy that he's got a high pace also, but he comes at the game a little bit different. He comes at it. He's got good stand-up, maybe not as dynamic as Sanchez's, but he's got good power compared to more volume from Sanchez. But Jeremy Kennedy, his grappling is outstanding. Now, Sanchez is a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He's great off of his back. He can be very dangerous. But Kennedy's one of those guys, when he takes you down, he can be very controlling. He can stymie what you do and just build up points on the judge's card. So this is one where Sanchez has to be in that mindset of, I cannot allow this guy to have minutes on me by taking me down and controlling me on the ground. I've got to do things to burst, to get back on my feet, and to get back to what I can be successful with, which is that volume attack.
Rest of the card, you have some rank fighters, you have some name fighters. What jumps out to you about the rest of those nine bouts on the card?
I'll tell you what, if you go down, they have a guy that's the, I guess you would call it the preliminary main event, and it's Alexander Shobley, and Shobley is dangerous. This guy in the stand-up is so good. He's so clean. He's got, you know, about 20 wins, a couple of losses, but he has been just dynamic, and so he's going to be, you know, a fun one to watch against Bobby King, who's a guy that brings the fight everywhere he goes. He just keeps coming forward. And then we got a guy that I really enjoy in Kai Kamaka III, coming from the UFC. They cut him. He had a couple of really hard fights in there where, you know, he lost one that I said, no, he actually won that fight. I thought the judges, you know, weren't fair to him. He ended up in a position where he got a point taken away, so one of his fights became a draw. He just had no luck there, but he is a guy that brings the fight. He's fun to watch, and he's going against John DeJesus, who is another guy, very explosive, fun to watch, does a lot of flying attacks, goes after the flying knees, goes after the big Superman punches, does all this, you know, flashy stuff. So those guys, they're going to be a lot of fun to watch also.
It's Bellator MMA 272 at the Mohegan Sun Arena, Friday night, December 3rd, kicking off the month of September in style. Showtime Sports, 10 p.m. for the main card prelim on the YouTube channels and on Pluto TV. And, of course, Big John McCarthy will be your analyst on the night. Hey, Big John, always great to talk to you. You're the man. Appreciate you. Love the Christmas tree behind
there
you.
There you go, baby.
Well done. If I don't talk to you beforehand, Merry Christmas to you and the
same
family.
To you, man. Appreciate it's always you. A pleasure, brother. Thanks for having me on, man.
Thank you. Same here. That is Big John McCarthy, right. Bellator MMA on Showtime, 99.1, the sports animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.